Hey kids, the program you're about to listen to contains some adult situations, adult language, themes, and other adult topics. If you're easily offended, this show's not for you.
Hey you crazy motherfuckers, welcome back to another edition of Crazy Truth About Swinging. I'm your host with the most in bib overalls, I'm Cole, and I'm here with the lovely, I've never seen a pig, Miss Amanda.
Hey.
Just thought it would help you feel at home. Anywho, so
what
we're here to...
What the fuck is that?
What?
Never mind, just go on.
Google it. And so anyway, so we're here to tantalate, titillate, and educate you, not about farm animals, I mean, unless that's what you're into, we don't yuck yums, but anyways, we're just going to go from there. But we are about swinging and all cool adventures and that we have had recently. But before we go down that merry, merry path of insanity that was our weekend, as my liver just starts to quiver. Oh no, we're going back. So let's give a quick shout out to our sponsors. Show what?
What? Alex, and then I started singing it. Yeah. It's on Hee-Haw.
Hee-Haw. A quick shout out to our sponsors. First and foremost, hey, do you want to know what's going on in the adult world as well as the swinger world? I'll bet you do. Do you? You sure do. You know what? Make it a habit each and every month to read your newest edition of ASNLifestyleMagazine.com. 3 million readers can't be wrong. And don't forget, it is now awards time. So you need to go to ASNLifestyleMagazineAwards.com. And you need to go and vote for Crazy One Rights for the best trade show, expo, convention. Please do it every single day for the next month. Get us in the top five so we can win that motherfucking merit trophy back home. Oh, now bibs aren't so fucking bad, are they, bitch? Using my dick to fucking warm up. Also, our dead hands. SmokingMeatsBarbecueTreats.com. As we talk about pig, you know what goes good on pig? SmokingMeatBarbecueTreat.com. SmokingMeatsBarbecueTreats.com. You can get any of their 6 flavors. And soon, coming soon... Not coming, but coming soon, special Casba, special blend of meat rub.
That was another thing.
You just didn't realize that you had on your list? There you go.
Awesome. Anyway,
But you can go to their website, which I just spelled out for you. Use Casba15, get a 15% discount on all of their rubs. And finally, you know what? This is very important. Do you value that vagina that you call your own or that is your spouse's? You only want the very best. Don't settle for secondhand toys to get that vagina to come. No. Go with the name that you know and can trust. MotorBunny.com. Someday they're going to listen to this and I'm going to be so fucking in trouble. MotorBunny.com. Quality sex toys. Name that you can know and you can trust. Top quality brands. Been around for years and years and going to continue to be around. Get the Motor Bunny original, thump, 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 or the brand new Buck. And help that vagina in your life stay happy and healthy all the live long day. All right, so there we go.
All the live long day.
I'm trying to stick with a theme.
Are we singing again?
I'm trying to stick with a theme because here's the thing. Not only do farmers wear bib overalls, coveralls, but so do railroad workers. So I'm trying to stick with the theme. What it says is, here's the deal. When you see a man or woman in bib overalls, you go, that guy's going to fix stuff. When you see a woman in bib overalls, you go, that chick's hot as fuck. Okay, so, but that's just saying. So I can walk in being totally mechanically idiotic.
I need
idiotic.
To go buy a pair.
Yes.
Should I buy pants or shorts?
You buy the short ones and you don't wear a top so that your titties are just being covered by the straps. See, for me, I wear
them. The bib part.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. Because I'm totally inept at building anything, I can carry like a hammer and some tools and people go, oh, hey, that guy's handy. Ooh, he might be able to help us. Ooh, he's handy. I'm not, but I certainly look the part. I'm just saying. So if you like my bib overalls and you want to see me what's under them, I can hold lots of dollar bills, send dollar bills to Kohl's Farmer Penis. Anyways, okay, so we had a...
close to a farm.
Oh, by the way, I didn't even say what... God, why are you fucking getting me distracted? Jesus Christ, you start touching my dick and I can't think of anything.
I didn't touch it.
I can birth a cow. Absolutely. Put on the gloves. It's coming out fucking crooked. I don't know what that's called. When a kid or a cow... It's crowning.
Breech.
No. Oh, it's breech.
It's when their foot, feet first.
Yeah. Feet first, shove it back in, try again. Push again, Bessie.
We can take it. To Bob's, and I'm pretty sure he'll let you feed the calf.
I don't want to feed the cow. I want to drive a tractor. Anyways, so this is season seven. Season what?
Season seven,
episode 293. We are closing in like a fucking freight train on acid towards episode 300. And we'll have something special for that. I'll have a special outfit. Miss Amanda's tits will be made of metal, and we'll be able to have some sort of party of some variety. And don't forget, this is our birth month.
That's yeah. Right.
This is our birth month of Casbah, so that's what we're birthing. Look, it's a little fucking God, bastard serious? Thing. Is the Ides of March coming up? So it's our 8th anniversary of Casbah. We've been together for like, way longer, and we're way older. Yeah, season 1, episode 1, stop it. Okay, so we were in, we were on the road, we were traveling, we were like, we're getting out of the Midwest, we're going to a different, like, the fringes of the Midwest. Okay, because Kentucky is not, the tip of Kentucky where we're at was the fringe of the Midwest. It's like the outer, the East Coast fringe. It's not the East Coast. It's not the main heartland, but it's still there. And so we're gonna go out and party, and we're gonna see how the folks do it. Our friends at the Fun Pineapples invited us out, and they promised us that we wouldn't die. So we're like, okay, that seems.
Are you sure they didn't promise that?
They promised. I think it's in the waivers. They just kind of agreed. They said, we'll figure it out when we get there. That's good enough for us. So we went. We were on the road again. And so we left Thursday.
Thursday morning.
At the crack of dawn.
By 7 o'clock so we could ditch the dog at 8.
Yes.
Head our merry way.
Because the first stop was... you had to go fucking go leather up and make some money.
I don't know about leather up, but well, yes,
you had to go. You had your shoot.
Yes.
So say stuff about the shoot. Whatever the fuck that would be. And there's water in this one, so fuck off.
Oh, I'm like, there's water in the shoot? No, there wasn't.
No.
Not this time. No, I didn't. So let's see. It was in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm, it was.
It was actually a lot of fun.
It was very cool. We got there. He'd gotten an
Airbnb. Airbnb,
and it was very nice.
It was a nice Airbnb. Granted, you don't want to cook after dark.
They had like
because you'd be doing it like by candlelight because. The kitchen light.
But we weren't there to cook. You were there to be naked and do dirty stuff.
We didn't cook.
No, and I was there to just carry your bags.
Yeah. So he set up cameras. And away we went. Did a boy-girl scene. Did a little bit of femdom. Not a ton.
So, because everybody, you were really excited or kind of nervous about how much femdom stuff you're going to have to do.
Yeah, I was practicing and trying to figure it all out.
He listened to the show.
He did listen to the show, so I didn't get my armpits licked.
I think he was a great guy. He was a consummate professional all the way through.
Very comfortable to work with.
Definitely would work with him again. I mean, checking on how our timeline was going, make sure we didn't need anything. He'd bring anything over we needed since we were from out of town. Fucking awesome. If somebody down there goes, hey, we got this guy from St. Louis, should we shoot with him? We'd absolutely give him 100% yes. You would absolutely shoot with him again. Mm-hmm. And but he did listen to the show, and we think that maybe when he listened to the show, he listened to us cracking a bunch of jokes, that he might have like pulled back on some of the stuff because of some of our jokes. But
yeah, I mean, he touched my armpits and went tickle, and I'm like going, okay, that was unexpected, but no, it was a lot of fun, but and it went by fast.
But when she wasn't expecting it later, I licked her armpits just because. So the shoot was fun, and obviously you didn't use as much stuff as what you thought you were going to use, but the curiosity is still there to pursue, to learn more about doing the femdom stuff, correct? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, so here's what's cool. Like, every opportunity is a chance to open new horizons. Right? I mean, and this whole weekend was about opening new horizons, really. We were going to a club we'd never been at before, Tempton. Mm-hmm. We were going to do a shoot that we found ourselves. I am your agent right now. So we found it ourselves, totally different type of shoot than we'd ever done before. Mm-hmm. It was, everything about it was like totally brand new. Mm-hmm. Even us, believe it or not, we have comfort zones, and we're like, fuck that, we're just going for shit. And so that was cool all the way around. I mean, that was a blast. That this guy was super easy to work with. You hear horror stories out there, and there can be, But this guy was awesome. He was. We're not saying his name because we didn't ask permission to say his name first. So.
He doesn't on Facebook. He goes by an alias.
So. Right. So, but absolutely. So there's going to be. Plus, you got the rights to.
He gave me all rights to videos and pictures that he took. He wore a ski mask.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. For his privacy, mm-hmm. which.
I sometimes wear a Batman mask for my privacy, and that's just going to the store and stuff. Just saying.
oh, my God.
But, again, I mean, because it was totally different than the type of shoot you had done before, like with Private Society and some of the other mm-hmm. stuff you've done. So it was different, but it was still, like, super cool. And I just couldn't get over how, like, everything was, he was... If everybody, like Bill and Ted, they get it. Ask permission. You know, making sure you were comfortable all the way through. Mm-hmm. It was enough. I was obviously in the other room working on stuff, but like, because I'm a big mouth breather, and apparently.
And well, I started having a coughing fit before he showed up.
It went well enough, and I was comfortable enough that I was comfortable if I needed to leave the room so it wouldn't fuck up mm-hmm. anything. That's how comfortable, you know. That's the way it's all over. So, we'll worry about that in a little bit. Anyways, so that was a great time. We got it done. So, and then we took advantage of it.
I had multiple outfits. So I'm like, well, why not? So I took pictures of that, or you did. You're my photographer.
Yeah.
And then we went to dinner. We're like, what are we going to have? So what's close? Well, we ended up at a local bar.
Yep, imagine that. Fun. Yeah, no shit.
Where they had pizza and calzones. And we had calzones and cannolis.
Cannolis, yeah. Because we needed that shit, too.
Right? I didn't. No, not at all.
So we did a whole bunch of pictures. And all this shit's going to be coming out on OnlyFans and all over the place.
Yeah.
Your stuff's going to come out. And then we were off. We were on our way.
We slept.
We did, yeah.
Then
yeah.
We but got
nobody
up.
Cares about that much of a breakdown. Well, they didn't want to hear the fun shit. They want to hear the fun shit.
So we got up the next morning. Shut the fuck up.
No.
We got up the next morning, and we started on our way mm-hmm. to Kentucky.
Yes.
But we had to meet up with Dear Nikki
mm-hmm.
and that
Bex,
troop.
Yep.
Bex and Jay.
Yep.
Where meeting up with them, and I'm supposed to ride in the Jeep with them
mm-hmm.
and head, you know, record something.
Because they're working a couple projects. So,
yeah.
Away we tear.
It was going to be a girl's moment.
Right. So, away they went, and I followed behind
no,
them.
No, it took a while for them to catch up, and we said, okay, we're at this truck stop. She drives two exits past that, and we're like,
okay, it was kind of the precursor to how things were going to go. So, it's like, we're just going to make it. We'll wing it. We'll fix it. It's all good.
Just
don't worry.
Sit there. Don't move.
Yeah.
We found them, raw gone. They're already mixing drinks at 10 a.m. Like, no.
Again, ready to roll. So, but we finally get to Kentucky, and we get checked in and everything, which is awesome. And the boys, Josh and TC and the club had a room set up for us,
mm-hmm.
right? So we didn't worry about that. And we get set up, and then we head over to the club. It was like early afternoon, like, three or four. Mm-hmm. We head over to the club because we're setting up ASN Mike's with us, so we're setting up his booth, and we've got your big retractable there for advertising that you're that porn star that you are, and Full Swap Radio, and we got to do a tour of this club, and holy shit.
Holy fuck.
Holy shit. I'm telling you right now, you need to go. It's clubtempted.com, and you need to go and visit this club. It's three fucking stories, okay?
Is it really three? More like two and a half.
Well, two and a half. Okay. I'm sorry. The shortest person there was busy measuring. Anyways, it was really told to her. So, I mean...
It was, damn it.
They have three different sets of VIP rooms.
Mm-hmm.
One on the first floor, two on the second floor. They overlooked the dance floor. Huge dance floor.
They had a changing area with private changing... rooms
and big lockers
for you to yep. put your stuff in, so you don't have to leave dressed like a prostitute,
like what we did from the hotel, sneaking out past all the kids.
I didn't. I mean, I'm like parked by that back door Friday night.
Yeah,
I'm like,
we were sneaking around. They had a huge dance floor, cages with poles in them,
a bar where you
check your booze in, and like a seating area over there. They have food each every night. over there. And now Friday night was the Fun Pineapple, because they were putting on, it was their event, mm-hmm. right? And in conjunction with the club. And, but they take us on this tour, they've got big showers.
I didn't even count how many playrooms there were.
Oh my God, there's playrooms everywhere. You can just fuck. Find a place, fuck. You want to fuck? There's a place, fuck. There's
playrooms. Security everywhere.
Yeah. We'll get to that. It is classy. It is clean. It is big. I don't know what capacity. I think capacity is like 400 or 500 people. I mean, there's a shit ton of space, and they're on it. Like,
when you walk in, you have your food area, you have your bar.
If you go in the front door, but you go, DJ. Actually, everybody comes in the back
No,
door.
But we'll get past that.
Okay, sorry.
So there's this dance floor, and the entrance into the dance floor are two cages with poles in them. Mm-hmm. And they have somebody, women in there, dancing on those when you arrive. Mm-hmm. It's fucking badass.
You can tell staff, every one of them have fucking... Yeah, and Josh just put in the comments for those on Casbah that you can watch the tour Correct. On the club. You can tell security because they all have earpieces. They're all in communication with each other. And here's the thing. They are everywhere, but out of the way. You have, for the downstairs VIP, they have an attendant at the downstairs VIP. They have special wristbands. They have people
making sure. And they cater to you nonstop.
Oh, my God. It's fucking...
Can I get you something to drink? Can I get you this?
You don't have to... You can keep your booze. You want to fix that? You can keep your booze down in that area, and they have mixers and everything. You don't have to go to the main bar. The playrooms upstairs, they've got it's curtained off, but you can overlook the dance floor. And they've got people standing outside checking wristbands. They've got people up when you go up to where the playrooms are, because no single males are allowed up there unless they're invited by a couple. Mm-hmm. They have security up there
watching over that. You can't.
It is safe. You feel, and their smoking area is outside. There's security outside. It is safe. The club is clean. Mm-hmm. The 2 weekends before, they had a big Swing Nation event out there. It was clean. I mean, you can't stress that enough. It's like this. It's clean and DJ and music and fun and mm-hmm. everybody. They didn't know who, you know, they didn't know us. They'd never seen us before, whatever. Everybody's like your friend. Like, I mean, the whole staff, whatever you need. It's just fucking cool. The tours, everything else. I can't stress it enough. They're a huge club. They're a huge club. And so the Friday night event, like I said, was basically a private event with Fun Pineapples. Mm-hmm. And there was like 125 plus people, 150 people there. It was a damn good crowd.
That time we were doing the VIP upstairs.
Right. Well, because
we weren't up there very much.
They were at the VIP upstairs.
They let us be part of the VIP upstairs.
The rules are, like, until 10, everybody's got to stay dressed. And mm-hmm. then after 10, then it becomes like a free-for-all. And for their regular cover rule, make sure you check out their dress code so you can follow their rules. Because, like, on their regular dress code, you know, collared shirts, like, I called to make sure where my suit coat was going to be okay versus, you know. But... This is not like, hey, great news, we just came in from, you know, you're not getting in your bib overalls walking around. No. There, okay?
And unless they have a theme night.
Yeah, unless they have a theme night. And it was fucking awesome. Friday night was fun. Fun. Okay, so I'm going to jump ahead. Actually, wait, because before Josh's wife leaves or something.
Okay. Well, it all happened Friday night.
Friday night. So, for us... We're in a different world, right? Mm-hmm. And we're getting to meet
no
people.
No one knows who the hell we right. are.
Right. I mean, people know us, but they don't know us. Both. Josh has a very lovely wife. TC has a very lovely wife. Mm-hmm. Both of us, individually, at the end of the night, Friday night, got shot down by their wives. Yeah. You got shot down by TC's wife, and I got shot down by
I don't know if it was necessary. I was
right
I,
now, she's going, what? She probably doesn't even remember.
I was hammered.
You weren't imagine hammered.
That. No, I was pretty drunk, because that was my last weekend of
you weren't much you weren't like, oh, slobbering around drunk, but you were tipsy. Okay. Yeah, Josh, did she tell you about that?
Feeling we'll tell good.
That story in a minute.
So I'm like, do you want to go dance? Danielle's like, yeah. I'm like, okay. we go on the dance floor, we're dancing, and then she goes off, and I'm like, I just got ditched on the dance floor.
She's like, I think I just got ditched on the dance floor, and I'm laughing. I think it's funny.
I'm like,
20 minutes later, Josh, you're talking to people, and Josh talks to people, because Josh, like me, he's outgoing, he's going all over the place, right? And I'm sitting there, and I'm talking to Lindsay, I'm sitting there talking to her, and I'm just talking, we're having a great conversation, and I might have been just a scotch. Scotch tips. Well, I drank the bottle, full bottle of Bacardi.
Not
between the two. No, yeah. Between the two nights. And coincidentally, doesn't usually happen. So you had drifted back over. You were standing there. I don't know why you're saying something. And I was just like, I'm just so fucking retarded. I'm just like, so I'd really like to kiss you. And the look on her face was her eyes got really. She's like, and I turned to you, I'm like, I think that's a fail. And she's like, well, I'm gonna go have a cigarette and then I'll come back. And she would get a cigarette. And then you start talking to her. And I'm like, let the girl go have a cigarette so she can get away. Because I'm drunk. Then it's funny. And I'm like, this way she can get away from me. And, and she would have a cigarette. I was bouncing around the rest of the night, so I didn't even see her the rest of the night. And I got to think about it the next day. I'm like, I'm an idiot. I'm a fucking tool. Because when we got back to the hotel room, we both started laughing. We're like, we both managed to get shot down by the host. The people that invited us to come here were hit on their wives. We both get shot down. So I just want you to know I'm hurt. It's crushing. I almost wanted to just go home right then and there.
Oh, I cried
for hours after that, and when we got back into the hotel, and yeah, I just want you to know, I hope to get over it.
He's such a dick.
No,
I was tipsy enough. I was kind of upset, but I told her about it on Sunday.
No, I fucking threw you under the bus.
Yes, you did
on Saturday. Because I thought that was funny. I was kind of laughing at shit with her, yeah. Because she wanted to go somewhere. I was like, yeah, it's just, I used to that. Fucking put me right in my fucking place right then, no. So just remember, when we come back,
I'm totally kidding.
No, she's going, I'll be, but no sitters that weekend.
We did what Cole and Amanda do. And we danced our ass off.
We did. We had so much fun. And the club's open until 3.
They have two separate DJs.
Right, right.
One for Friday and one for Saturday.
Yeah, yeah, Josh, but Fun Pineapple Podcast knows how to have an event. Yes, you do. Because that was fucking awesome. That was awesome. Yeah, and look, we are old, and we danced and danced and danced. We had so much fun, oh my God. And we both gained weight, which is really saying something. As much as we danced this weekend.
Yeah. Well, we ate shitty.
Because we ate like shit. But, oh my God, we had a play. No, the club's open at 3. We didn't stay till 3 Friday night. I think we left like 2:15. Because, you know, we're only a little old, right? So Saturday comes. We get up bright and early Saturday because that's, well,
what the fuck we do. I'm like up at 7.
Yeah, so we're up and we just, you know, so Saturday during the day, we kind of were early in the morning. The rest of our group was being all fucking pussies and whatever, like, because they were just, you know, they were. And so we were out, we were up and fucking milling around. And then we went, okay, so at some point during the weekend, we're gonna phrase it that way. At some point during the weekend, if you don't listen to the Fun Pineapple Podcast, you need to listen to them because they're fucking hilarious. If you listen to them, if you listen to the interview from KWN, it was talked about doing a line of coke off your ass. And we had talked about it. We're like, you're like, I want to, but I want pictures. I want to get pictures. Mm-hmm. And so, drum roll, please. Did that bucket list item get fulfilled for you?
It did.
Did we get pictures? Yes, we did. That was fucking, you're like, I can't be on my butthole because I'm in the 90th percentile for a cardiac event,
but
so we don't need absorption, but we did get great pictures. So that happened, and that's still. I think coming home, we were looking at those pictures. We were trying to take our drive. We were laughing at those pictures too. We had so much fun.
I was looking at all my pictures, laughing.
So Saturday then, which is regular night at the club,
mm-hmm.
And again, I mean, like, we ate and we were factually late again because we're constantly late to everything we do. And
I'm not.
Well, no, you're not, but no, aren't you special? But
the group was
The group was late. We were tardy in mass. But again, so you saw some of the same people from Friday night, but there's also new people there as well. And again, probably 125 plus people running around there. And it was just that time we were in the lower level VIP lounge, and just a fucking blast. Just everybody is so, people are nice, you know, that you get some of that southern part of that way. People are nice, and we had fun, and we're dancing, and then I turn around and you're being all slutty and stuff, and you were making content again.
Me?
Look, we found a secret, and TC can verify this. If you tell her that you had a dream that involved eating her pussy, there's a pretty good chance that you will get a chance to eat her pussy.
No, the dream was, for some reason, you had 7 balloons tied to your tits. And I'm like, to hold them up? I don't know what the reason was. Okay. And then you were sitting on my face. Okay. Well, let's make dreams come true.
So, yeah, at that point in time, away went. But again, what's cool is now that was happening in the VIP area. Mm-hmm. Because in the VIP area, again, anything can go.
Anything goes, yeah.
And what was cool, so when that was going on, they pulled the curtains kind of around us and like, have fun because we have people videotaping it.
Because we can then videotape.
Right, because then you can videotape it. And it's just, and the gal that was our attendant, I wish, I can't remember her name right now.
Jessica?
She was like, over there, at Alston, they were over there. As that started, she brought towels over. You need towels and just, you know, like they're on top of fucking everything. The music's thumping. And what's really cool, just so you know, you're in a cool club. People that were walking by other people, because the downstairs VIP lounge or VIP room has like six or eight areas just shut off with
curtains off, yeah.
And it wasn't like people walking by just going, like, you know, it was like you're in a.
It's still private ish.
Well, but you're in a swingers club that has playrooms that people know they're going to see that. It wasn't, you didn't have like the, you know, the newbie fucking arm thumb going, oh my God, you seen this? It's just super, it's super cool and super laid back. John and Tanya came and checked on us a couple times. I mean, they were great about checking on us.
Well, and I hosed the couch I was on.
Yeah, imagine that.
Because it ended up flipping. But I hosed the couch and she brought over wet wipes, cleaned it all off and... You know, she cleaned up my mess.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, no, I'll get it. She's like, goes, no, it's all good. I'm like, oh my God, that's gross.
They're just, everybody's all over. Josh says, do I hear a fun pineapple podcast and Kazmik takeover coming into Louisville, Kentucky? Yeah, probably you do. You
probably could.
We definitely were talking about, I don't think you heard this part, Josh, but we, so Sunday, again, just a fucking huge shout out.
You're jumping ahead again.
I know. I always do. Everybody knows something. To Josh and to TC, you guys and your families for basically giving up your entire fucking weekend to babysit us and take us all over and taking us out running around on Sunday, too. We'll probably be back definitely in December going to do Santa because we should have Danielle what I look like as Santa Claus and dirty Santa pictures. So probably be coming to Kentucky. Ho, ho, ho. I don't know what time we fucked. We left the club pretty close to 3.
Well,
they were kicking everybody out when we left.
They were kicking people out.
Yeah.
Because it had cleared out. But then again, it was more of a club mix music.
Yeah.
And we were dancing our asses off.
Oh, my God.
Again. There was one time we were standing over by the dance floor, because they actually have it kind of, I can't say it's fenced off, but it has a rail. It has railings. It's like a skating rink. It has railings, but it has little fencing parts.
That's awesome. It's like Skateland, but you can have sex there.
Right? So we were kind of hanging off to the side because they had bar stools along it and like a bar type thing. And we're sitting there, and the gal comes up. She goes, oh, my gosh, I just absolutely love your outfit. I take a double take because, oh, my God, I thought it was Holly standing there. Yeah. And I'm like going, huh? Okay, so we're laughing because we're watching people, and I go, well, that person would be so-and-so.
Yeah, all of a sudden we're like putting like We're equated to the people that
you know to people that are there.
Here's the reality. We need to get a bus and load that fucker up and bring people down there. Because once they get down, when they see this and experience this, they're going to be like, oh, fuck. Your mind will be blown. It's like, holy fucking shit. This is like, so if you're people that do like the Derby, because they're talking about we need to go down and party during Derby week. If you have any reason to be in or around that area, you need to go see the club. And John kind of said, well, Saturday nights are usually bigger if we have a theme. So like where it was just general, just come out to the club thing. But it was still a shit ton of people. Mm-hmm. So I can't imagine a theme night. We were talking about on the way home, we're like, okay, so it took 10 hours. It's a 10-hour drive. We would do that all day long. We'd do that again. Mm-hmm. We would like, take a weekend, you know, get up Friday morning, drive down there, spend the weekend.
When we left, it was 5.
About 5:15 in the morning when we left Monday morning.
When we left, and we got home by 2,
yeah.
3?
Yeah. We'd been home like, by 3. Yeah, okay. I mean, and it's an easy drive. It's a good drive. It's like, that would be 100%. That drive, not too big, not a bad drive at all, absolutely would be all in. Obviously, like during a Derby week, I'm sure hotel rooms are way more expensive. Mm-hmm. Hotel rooms, we were in a very nice hotel. Rooms were not that bad, like $115 a night. So rooms weren't bad.
It was more the millennial type hotel.
Right. A million one places to eat. So anything you want. I mean, we were downtown in some of like the historical areas, and there's fucking barbecue everywhere down there. I mean, anything you want to eat, and prices wise, it wasn't that bad. Mm-mm. Either. It wasn't okay. So when you go to Vegas, obviously, like if you eat anywhere in the strip, it's $7,000.
It is quite, what it is.
Hey,
sure.
First burger, give me your testicle. But it wasn't. So like you to go spend a weekend down there, it'd be super cool. And when you're a member of Tempted, so their website is set up so like you can receive messages, you put on profile, create a profile, you put when you're coming, so that people you can interact. So if you knew you were going to come, like you had a month or something, you knew you were going to act, you could interact and get to meet.
Well, I didn't know that.
That's because you don't ever do that part. Remember all that part where, you know, what were you doing? Yeah, you were working. That's the shit that I do. And so there's you can make it so you can interact. And plus, like with our Casper group, there's a shit ton of people. We had a couple of people that are not too far. I'm like, hey, you're in our neck of the woods. Come out and see us. Come
well,
down.
One that we met Friday night, we're in our group.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, that's right.
And that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, that it's just, it was awesome. It was so much fun. And these guys, again, I mean, granted, not everybody's going to get the fucking, you know.
Saturday, I stayed sober.
The Joshua and TC
Experience,
and, but they should, and then of course then on Sunday night, then that they recorded their podcast.
Well, Sunday we spent recovering. Well, in the morning was kind of do your own thing, but then
we ate afternoon all day.
We did. We went to an Irish pub, in their like art district, and ate, and we seemed like we were there for quite a while. And then we ended up.
You had to be lifted under the stools.
No, I was making a smart-ass comment because anybody that's short knows it's a challenge to get up in a stool. And TC goes, here, I'll help you. And he just fucking lifted me up and set me. I'm like going, okay, no one recorded that.
No, because we were all laughing too hard. Okay. I had a deep-fried pickle. Yeah, and then, yeah, because Mike was in the bathroom taking a shit.
And then
again,
we went to Indiana to
Walmart.
Because Mike forgot his socks. Because Mike always forgets something. And then there's this bar with these games outside. It was beautiful weather. Well, okay. For the most of the time, it was beautiful weather.
Sunday was awesome. It was like 75
Sunday was
degrees.
Good. The other 2 days kind of
kind of cool, but it's all right. Yeah. And but that was, so we went over there and we had fucking blend. Eaten, had drinks.
The atmosphere is awesome.
And there, I mean, you know, family. It was fun. And then we went and had a steak dinner because like we had like 20 minutes between eating there to before we went and ate again. So it doesn't matter. But then we went and recorded their podcast.
They did. They recorded their podcast in Michael's room,
right? Which we recorded until the hotel called us and
because everybody's being loud.
Yeah.
Well, they have quiet time. The hotel had quiet time 10 to 9.
And we blew that right the fuck out of the water. We did not give a shit. I'm telling you, the show, listen to the show. It's on.
But their show, it was recorded, you had to take your pants off.
Yeah. I didn't because I had a hemorrhoid. So there you go. I'll get out of the way right now.
One that didn't have underwear on.
Yeah. And here's the thing. It's interesting to watch three guys stare at your wife's vagina the whole time. It's
like, they were not.
They were waiting for them to fucking. I think they were waiting to see if it would talk. I need to become a ventriloquist.
Ventriloquist.
That. Yeah. I need to be able to make it talk from a distance. Help! That's right. Joshua came. He went down to get more stuff out of his quip, out of his truck,
and took his pants off and came back in boxers and boots.
Walking through the lobby of the hotel. This is guys. I'm telling you, you want the Joshua and TC experience. If you can coordinate that, you want that part of the experience. I think there's an extra fee in that, but it is well fucking worth it. I promise.
Allison put Cole quiet. TC and Josh blow you out of the water.
If you listen to the current podcast, I held my own with those two.
You
fuckers.
Did hold your own.
But yes, but to them, I'm like their older, more mature brother. What's that fucking tell you? I'm the mature one of the fucking group. See,
just the old one. That's all good.
They would say you're just the old one, except for the fact that you have a vagina and apparently it's pretty damn popular. So I'm just saying. And now you're going to sit quiet. You know what she? You know how much she talked on their podcast? The same amount she does on ours. not hardly at all. Yeah. But we had a fucking blast.
How am I supposed to talk over four guys?
You just have to learn to... The same way you did it when the kids were little with me. You talked over four of us then. You could control all four of us and yell at us and take control. You had no pants on. All you had to do was stand up on the bed and grab your lips and went, "Hey!" And everybody would have stopped to see what you were going to do. And
got a microphone stuck between my legs.
You did. Because I told them. I told
they
TC.
They placed it there.
I told them. I said, "That's a microphone. So why aren't you using the correct microphone stand?"
So stuck in
it. This is the kind of shit. And I'm sure for an added fee that you can sign up and do be part of one of the Fun Pineapples podcasts.
I took pictures when we were doing the podcast. Grand, you can't tell I don't have pants on. I listened to podcast one, gave her 2 minutes of silence, and she didn't say shit. I did say a little bit. I said my name.
You giggled a couple times.
I said something once, and I don't remember what it was.
Well, there's again. It's like, where's Waldo? Find what Miss Amanda said in the podcast.
Fuck off.
Oh, my God. Here's the only problem with this whole weekend.
It went too fast.
Well, it's that, but I have a concern. This is a legitimate concern I have. This was stop one. On a summer of fucking absolute insanity tour that we're on, right? Mm-hmm. We're on the road a lot. If this was the first stop, it's gonna be damn hard to top this first stop.
I was gonna say, how many are gonna be able to compete with that?
That is seriously my concern. Now, Vegas might, because Josh, he's got a free ticket to Tempted to the first person that tells me what she says on her podcast. That's awesome. Vegas will be, because they're coming to Vegas. The boys are coming down to Vegas. So that just ramps up Vegas even more.
Oh, no, I got one that'll probably top that.
Your class reunion. We just found out, okay, total side note, but this is important. Everybody needs to know this.
We found that out, what, Sunday? No.
We had found out 2 weeks ago that they were starting to, they decided to have your 35th class reunion, which you always said you weren't going to go to anymore. But now that the word's out that you do porn, and you got a bunch of them that follow your OnlyFans, and a bunch of other guys that now in high school didn't have guts, but now also think they want to fuck her, now it's like, well, she's going... They're trying to decide if it's going to be June, July, or August. And it's like, oh, you've been coming. You're like,
why the hottest freaking month? But that's okay.
You're going, I hope it picks a date that works. And we found out Sunday.
Yesterday.
Yesterday. That'd been Monday, I guess.
Yesterday. Well, I'm like, what is today?
Today's Tuesday. Monday.
No, it wasn't when we were driving back. It was this morning then.
Yeah. That you found out that it's going to be over Father's Day weekend, which was...
No, the weekend before. Weekend after. It goes crazy summer nights, a weekend off. then my class reunion, and then an Exotica.
Regardless, it's a free weekend. And so guess what? I think you told me it's Father's Day weekend. Damn it. It all matters is we're going down there. So I don't know if now, once again, if my job is just going to be, I'm going to be carrying shit and cameraman.
No, I doubt there's going to be cameras involved.
Well, fuck you.
It's going to be a bunch of guys with their tail between their legs not knowing how to fucking talk.
And a bunch of girls from your class that will be like, hate your ass. Although, you may find a couple girls that will be like, hey. Which, they'll be like, yeah, we can put that. They'll be like, we have an OnlyFans. Can we film this? Fuck yeah. So,
and there's that.
Here's the other thing that makes this weekend so incredibly hard for me to top, which this could, the class reunion could be one of the few that could do it. I love, a couple things I love. Blondes. If they want to come to the class reunion, that'd be funny as shit. I love blondes. I love nurses. And I love Southern draws. And here's the thing.
Did you get your fill?
What order those go in depends on any given moment in time. So when every fucking girl there, I wasn't listening to
Kel.
The yeah.
Hey, Kel.
Yeah. And it's just like, and every you're like, and you hear somebody walks up, hey, and you're just like, boing, hey. It's just like, holy fucking shit. I didn't even know which ones were nurses. I didn't even care because I couldn't get past Southern
Draws.
What
did somebody say on the way out of the pub?
Oh, fuck.
That I'm like, okay, there's where you can tell a location difference.
I couldn't. My dick was too hard. Just say it.
It was like, hey, like, yeah.
Yeah, something. Yeah. So you said it was, hey, yeah.
And I'm like, huh? Yeah. What the fuck is that?
When you see women running all over, their boobs are out, and they're in lingerie or next to nothing, or nothing, and fucking then they got a Southern draw, it's like, oh, fuck, man. Wow. Yeah.
Were you on overload?
Just a fucking scotch. So, yeah. So that's another thing. I can tell you this. Santa will have no problem giving polls for the girls to ride in when we go back in December for Dirty Santa pictures. Because you just tell Santa what you want, a really long list, and, yeah.
Say it slowly.
Say it slowly. And don't stop. When I shudder, I'm okay. just saying. Kind of hot in here.
That was fun.
Anywho, John, you're fine. Glad I turned.
I was listening to it. I mean, obviously, you listened to it because it was everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so basically, imagine me being horny. Grocery store horny. McDonald's horny.
Yeah, I caught myself a couple times and I go on, stop it.
I was like, go, girl, go. It's kind of when she first started scoring. It's like, don't hold back, don't fight it. Just let it flow, man. Just let it. Just. Go straight Southern. Fucking just let it rip. Holy shit. Oh, my God.
Well, and then I decided to
touch my penis.
No. EJM.
Yeah.
And she's not even bi.
But, well, now, wait.
She's not bi, but I said, can I for content?
But you know what? Yes. Just because it's not your favorite cake doesn't mean I don't like cake. Just saying. It's one of those things. And
well,
you would be a team player. You were being a giver.
That's me anyway. But, you know, be slutty, a pillow horny. Princess. You know, I don't care. Apparently she enjoyed it. Uh-huh. I didn't think I got her off. But I have no idea because our cameraman was apparently drunk and didn't get video.
And it wasn't fucking me. It was not fucking me. So I didn't do it. It was a guy with experience who shot porn, who was drunk, who didn't get any good footage of it. Which means, next time you're around, you'll have to fucking round two. Fight!
Do it again, darn it.
Yeah, no shit, that'll really fucking suck.
Okay, but here's what was funny. He was eating her out, so I went down there to go eat her out. I'm like, why does it taste so sweet? Well, he had taken a shot of whatever that
peanut butter whiskey. So
and I'm like, oh, that's what it is.
And yes, he was. This is when he was. It was because he was stuck on the floor,
yeah,
like eternal. No, and all I did was videotape him because that was really funny. So I haven't said that videotape.
Yeah, because he couldn't get off the floor.
Now here's another thing that we have to figure out. This is an important thing that I've learned and figure out from our little trip. We with all those miles that we're gonna be logging in the car.
We need a new car.
Well, that's probably forthcoming because we're going to mile this motherfucker straight the fuck out. But we need to equip it correctly. This is like Deadliest Catch, where they go on like 2 weeks before the ships take off and put all the cameras everywhere they need to be. We need to have the jack-off seat prepared.
Oh, yeah. Well, because on the way home...
I'm like, I'm horny.
We're driving, so it's like... I will not drive in a big city. So he drove out of Louisville. Then we switched. I drove. When did you do it? After St. Louis?
After St. Louis.
Because then we switched again. He drove through St. Louis. Then because that was right at 8 o'clock. Yeah. Then we switched again, and you're like, I'm horny.
Seat back, way we go.
Have at it. I need the pop shot. Give me a pop shot.
Yeah. So, and then you're like, well, then when we switch cars, you're like, I gotta get that tow boy because you're my toy bag. Because you're like, well, that made me horny. So then I'm trying to hold the camera and drive. So we need to have it.
Cole just unzips. I take the whole pants off.
Well, yeah. And I'm trying to hold and drive and not wreck the car and whatever. Okay, so Josh is asking if the back seat is still wrapped in plastic. So when we took the dog to the vet, because he hates car rides, we found a dog that hates the car ride. We literally, because he shits in the car.
Two times we took him for a car ride, and both times he shit in the back seat.
And then he's jumping around smearing all over. So we had the entire back seat literally wrapped in plastic.
No, I had I made one of the little hammock things that you make for pets. You have for pets. So I made that. He's tethered to the back seat, so he can't move very far. And then we put plastic down the seat, and then we had leftover furniture wrap that we wrapped in the back seat with. We kept it. He didn't have any accidents.
But we kept it.
Because
we were going to have to pick him up on the way home. So every time we'd go to the club.
Like sitting on plastic.
So the joke was, because the one night Jay walked out, she was walking down the hallway, and this little boy came out and just stopped and looked at her. And she's like, that's awesome. I'm pretty sure he thinks that I've seen my first hooker. And so then the joke was, we have plastic in the back seat, so when we kill the hooker, we can just wrap it up really nice and throw the body away.
And except every when it's cold and you go to sit on it, it's like, ugh.
Every time both the girls are getting there, wearing next to nothing, every time they're just like, fuck, it's cold, it's cold. No, we did finally take the plastic out. We took that out yesterday. It's like, you know, if a cop pulls us over.
Okay, why is the back seat wrapped in plastic?
It's so that the blood doesn't stay in the seat.
Well, when you went live, if they didn't watch the live, they would have seen the plastic wrapped in the back.
That's right, it would, yeah.
Because the hammock thing was with leftover sheets, and it was pink. And then the plastic wrap was green.
Yeah, and that's still in there. So don't fuck with us, because...
And carry around the
and
trunk.
Don't be afraid if you get in our car and we ask you to sit in the back seat like a mob hit and it's all wrapped in plastic. It's really not, I promise. It was for the dog. Just saying. And if that's horrible, we are idiots.
No, but I could have brought it up, the plastic up front if I thought it was going to squirt. I didn't even think of that.
That's what we need, is that sloshing around in the passenger seat for a while.
We'd have to stop and take it out.
We can have a snorkel over there. We just have to rig that side of the car, because look, this holding, it's good. That's when the cop's going to pull us over, when we're trying to hold and drive and look to see, and that's we're swerving around.
I had it just right.
Well, good for you. It's harder for me because I used the wrong hand. So
you're like driving like this, and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
I'm not as used to it. I can't take selfies worth of shit either, but.
I'm like trying to position your
hand.
I watch
my videos. I put it on the OnlyFans. It's just like, oh, look, there's my penis. There's my little fat belly. Yee! I'm just like, oh, yeah, that's fucking hot. What the fuck?
Whatever.
It all works. Yeah, but we have to, since we're going to be this much time on the road, we need to set it up.
Or get like the.
Every trip we do it. And every trip we're trying to take pictures.
The other car had like, oh shit handles and stuff where you could. Put it your phone and angle it just right. They go, okay, that's really good. We just turn them a little bit this way and go, okay, and it got it great. Or you put it in the sun visor where it's filling down and go, okay, that one works too.
Well, this car doesn't have that. But it's got super tinted windows. And here's what's really funny. Miss Porn Star, because the shot I want is when we go past the truckers, I want to roll when she's naked, roll the window down. And that's when she gets all, I did start doing this, and she's like,
he did presses that on up the
against
way-
his side. Like, no. I'm like, you have a calendar out.
On the way down, everywhere. My shirt was off, my pants were off, I was butt-ass naked in the front seat. He starts to roll down the window. I'm like, no!
But that's what, that shot will be worth it. Okay, here's a picture, just so you know, something coming soon, because it's warm enough, we're going to go do this. Probably not tonight, but this I'm going to make you do it this week if it's warm enough. Next week for sure. We're going to go to one of the car washes. You know, the paid car washes. We have the nozzle. I'm going to have her naked. We're going to go in the night naked and then take and get out. And I'll take a bunch of pictures. Actually, she watched the car and get in. Don't shake your head. No, that's the shit people want to see. People like
keep saying he's going to do that.
You, where do you like to fuck the most at? What's hottest to you? Uh-huh. Yep, that'd be...
Outside.
Outside sex. Guess what people that want to be on your OnlyFans want to see? You do it, because that's what's hot about it. So, we should have done it down there, so if we got a ticket, we just would never shut up in court, and that'd have been fine, but just saying. So that's, yeah, but that's... These are all things, these are all notes, things that we've learned, things we have to do to make this trip, for future trips. So, short version of this weekend. Oh my God. We cannot thank our friends, Joshua and TC, and again, their families for putting up with us and taking the whole weekend, putting on an event and still making sure we were taken care of. We know how hard that is when you put on events, and that was fucking, we appreciate the fuck out of you for that. We had so much fun. Thank you for inviting us. Thank you to Tempted as well for just, I mean...
We've already planned that if anything, you and I will go back.
Yeah, yep. We're for sure talking about doing something with the Christmas thing, talking about doing something with Santa, but we're already planning that at some point in time before 2024 is over, even if it's just you and I, we're going to come back for a weekend and go hang out there because we had that much fun. But a huge thank you. I mean, the club was super cool. You know, the boys took care, so the club took care of us and let us come in, and it was just fucking awesome. And oh my God, if you need more information, reach out to the Fun Pineapple Podcast about the club. Listen to their shows. Their shows are fucking hilarious. These two motherfuckers are absolutely batshit crazy. And what have you, they make me laugh hysterically, like in tears. So check out their shows, but check out the club. If you want more information about either, let us know, you can listen as well, and we'll happily get you more information. But, out of 5 stars, 5.5 stars. I mean, that's it's just plus. These guys fucking rock. So you will see us down there some more. And we'll make sure, if we're going to go, we will make sure we let people know that we're going. So it's like, if you're in that area, we want to come party with us. So now those guys will be like, we need
to. We've been announcing it for a while, and I got a message going, well, you're only 25 miles away.
Come out.
I'm like, then come out here.
The thing is now we can't tell the guys, though. We don't want them to know that we're going to show up because they'll be like, fuck that. Nope, we're busy. Oh, sorry. We're gone that weekend. Sorry. Fuck.
They're not going to dodge you.
No, they won't dodge you. Hey, look what I've got. Hey, look what I'm bringing down. Some people, what are you bringing to the party? Some people bringing chips. Some people bringing napkins. Amanda. I'm bringing vagina. I'm just saying. Here we go. A badge. Just saying.
Just bring it, Amanda. Have fun.
Do what you want. Just have her home by 3. Anyways, yeah. So you guys rock. But anyways, thank you so much. So, couple things. Again, vote for us for Crazy Winter Nights. Look, there's other categories that
we're talking about ASN.
I want to go back to ASN Awards real quick. Vote for us. Look, we won Best Trade Show Convention Expo 2 years in a row. We got second place last year. We want the trophy back to us where it belongs. So go on the top 5. They have to nominate each day. Top 5, move on to voting. So please help us do that. And for most entertaining podcasts, seriously, it's very rare that I'll tell you to vote against me. But in this case, I want people to go and vote for the Fun Pineapple Podcast because these guys are going to be there. And we want them there because we're going to party with them. And that's just going to fuck shit up. It'll be so much fun. These guys are awesome. So make sure you go on ASM Lifestyle Magazine Awards.com. You can, I believe, vote twice a day. But make sure you do that. And then they'll announce the top 5. And
each IP address.
Yes. And then they will announce after it stays open through this month. Then it closes. They'll announce the top 5. Voting will happen for the next month. So help us get there. Help us bring home another trophy. We much need it. With that being said, kids, shout out again to our sponsors, ASNLifestyleMagazine.com. 3 million readers can't be wrong. If they are, fuck them. So check them out today. Smoking Meats BBQ Treats. I'm going to spell it really slow this time. Slow.
S-M-O. Being a smart
keep
ass.
Going. I'm starting to
K I N T R E R. No, I don't.
What the fuck?
Here, I can't do it.
Now I'm going to actually spell it correctly. SMOKINMEATSBBQTREATS.com. Get one of their flavors. I do. Yeah. If we want one, they're going to give it to us in a thong. Great. And finally, Motor Bunny, make that vagina that you care about. Make it happy today. Motor Bunny it. And we go. And don't forget to follow us. Don't forget to follow Miss Amanda on for her OnlyFans, Miss Amanda Casba. Also on Twitter at Truth Crazy. Send us emails. Do all that fun stuff. Get your tickets for Vegas. It's coming quick. Get your tickets for Crazy Summer Nights. The first one in June. It's coming even quicker. You can get those at crazycasba.com. Be watching our site. We got all kinds of new, very cool shit coming. So check it all out. With that being said, kids, we're going to do it the only way I know how, the only way I want to, and the only way I ever fucking will. Casba style out.
Bye.